Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, Magic Sponge, Series 3, Episode 5. I'm Rob Beckett.
Hello, everyone!
Oh, there it is! Loads of energy our producers asked for today.
Jimmy Bullardy and Smith Rob Beckett!
Oh, energy, energy! Yes.
Get How some fucking Lucozade down us.
Fucking lovely!
We were told the first intro recorded was too low key.
Wasn't energetic enough.
So, Aravat!
Yes, we're back.
Is that better, innit? Before we start, I want to introduce our esteemed guest. Jimmy, what are you wearing? You look like a cross between Gemma Collins and a Mexican.
I feel like Gemma Collins at the minute.
These giant caftan, poncho
thing. No, I'll tell you what it is, because it's cold outside. I thought I'd wear a bit of
blanket.
Fabric.
Just a blanket?
Yeah, basically.
Just a massive blanket you got, fair enough.
I won't be freezing my bollocks up, will I?
No, you won't at all, no.
And I like it, it's fashion.
It's fashion, is it?
Nothing else.
Where is it from,
that? It is from Zara's. Looking for a deal with
Zara's house. Your mate Zara.
It is hers.
Ian, you alright? You good? You're well?
Yeah, well.
You've got a normal jumper, haven't you?
Well, no.
I've got a piece of shit on by the way. What is that?
Mate, this is a lovely.
I wouldn't wear that to a ship fight.
It's like a vintage. Well, just mate, it's an old jumper.
From charity shop.
Vintage. Yeah. But it's, I'm not feeling very well, so I've put something soft on.
Oh,
nice. Better. I'll get you.
Big jumper.
Yeah, and you've got your big blanket.
Yeah, and what you got on?
Just like a sort finished jacket. Thin jacket, but I've brought a big coat with me because it's cold, isn't it?
It's like a jacket. It looks. It's like a shirt, but
it's a shirt jacket, isn't it? It's. I don't really know what it is.
Kit's looking at us going,
yeah, sorry, we've got an actual ex-footballer legend here, Kit Simons.
Yes, welcome, Kit.
I'm scared now. I thought my club was all right, yeah.
It's nice, isn't it? You've sort of gone for a smart bus driver.
Yeah, exactly. Blakey.
No, I mean, no, it's a nice warm fleece.
Absolutely, jacket. Absolutely, yeah. As Jimmy says, very cold outside.
Very cold, isn't it?
Yes.
Might be warm by the time this goes out.
It is.
Do you reckon?
What, it might be warm by the time this goes out?
Yeah.
Not really. It goes out next
this
week.
This is what people want from the podcast.
Yeah, it goes out next Monday. Yeah, that's what we want. Kit Simons, how are you? You all right?
Very good, very good.
Are you excited to be on the podcast?
Absolutely.
It's a pretty big deal, this podcast now.
I didn't sleep last night. I know. It's
like, really excited.
Yeah, no, I was.
Tell me how big we are, Rob.
Oh, we were number one for a bit.
Not that we are. What's happened?
I mean, that's tailed off, but let's not talk about that.
Where are we now? We're not number one,
though. No,
more.
We're not number one, though,
Mo. That's tight up the top. That's as tight as the Premier League. What's the script? Then? How comes we're not number one?
I think we were very much the Leicester of the top four.
I think
that's
with fucking Joe Jordan, to be honest.
Blood out of a stone, would it? Or information out of a man?
I thought it was meant to be a comedy show.
Oh God, would it? He really took his straight man role seriously. Yeah.
Claridge was comedy though, but a bit too far.
Steve Claridge was last week, Kit, and that we're still recovering.
Cleggy. Cleggy's good value, yeah.
Cleggy?
Cleggy, yes.
Why'd you call him Cleggy?
Well, he's always been called Cleggy, yeah.
Should he be Claggy for Claridge?
No, just Cleggy. Yeah.
But no reason, Clegg.
No idea.
But that's, no, actually nothing there. It's just Cleggy.
That's it.
That's a strange
one. At no point did you go, but Steve Claridge, shouldn't it be Claggy? You just went, oh, Cleggy, no questions, I'm going to go with
that. That's it, just go with it.
Fair enough, Cleggy. That's all right, isn't it? But nothing, you've got absolutely no... No, just no. Okay, fair enough. We think we'll find that out. We should get him back on, Steve, because I felt like it was a half. No, why is he shaking his head? Claridge needs to come back on so we can get through. We need to find out why his socks were so low and why he's called Cleggy.
I wanted to find that out, and we didn't.
No, well,
he used to wear one sock low.
No,
didn't he?
I know the answer to this because I was researching him. He's got.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean your research is shit.
No, it's absolutely spot on all the time.
But can we just say that we've got Kit Simons on here, now we're talking about last week's guest.
Okay, well, I'll just very quickly say that one of his shins was malformed.
Malformed?
You know, like
he had... his head.
Did he have Cleggy shin?
he had a Cleggy shin, and he couldn't fit shin pads on it because it were a weird shape.
Oh, really?
So he just had his socks down.
We'll have to get him back and get his leg out. But anyway, it's a fairly successful podcast. We had a 1 week where we went to number one in comedy, number two in overall podcast. Got a bit big time, started screaming and showing off, and it sort of slipped. It's tailed off, but hopefully we'll bang it back up. You and Claridge,
absolutely.
And any nicknames for you, Kit?
No. Well, none that.
None
that was said to me face. Kit's a sort of a nickname anyway.
Oh, right, what's your...
My name's Christopher. Yeah.
Oh, right.
I was always called Kit since
I was
really little.
Why did you call Kit?
I don't know, just...
Anything you're not very good with knowledge of nicknames, are you, Kit?
Yeah, but I've obviously had that one a few times, the old Knight Rider one.
Yeah.
As you was going to say. And all that, I've yeah.
But just Kit, short for Christopher.
Yeah, that's it, really.
All right. But no
reason. Well, Kit is short for Christopher. It is an abbreviation, yeah.
I've never heard that before. Kit Harrington.
Quite, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Quite rare, but there you
but
go.
I don't know if he's...
Not many of us about, but there
not
you go.
Not many of us? Any other kids?
No. I think there must be a few, yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know any personally. But
no, fair enough. The only kid you know.
Yeah. It's about Martin Margotson's son, my mate, who I used to play with at Man City. Martin Margotson.
Martin Margotson.
I played with Man City. He's a little boy. He's got a little boy called Kit.
Kit Margotson.
But nothing to do with me, I promise, yeah.
I don't think that's how it works. If you impregnate someone, you're going to have to call
it
Kit.
His wife's lovely. But
it's Simons. Anyway, so it's quite fairly successful, this podcast. We've had some reviews on iTunes. One from Chocolado. That's his name.
Not actually him.
No, it's not Alan Pardew. Alan Pardew's not signed up to iTunes under Chocolado, Jimmy.
Oh, right, okay.
And what I'm saying is, if someone who listens to the podcast...
Okay, let's not talk about that prick.
So, you fan of Alan Pardew?
Probably do you know more Alan than Pardew? Jimmy, by the sound of it.
No, you know Alan Pardew?
I do, yeah.
What's he like?
Yeah. He's
do you
all right,
think he
but,
loves himself?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Does he love himself a little bit?
He does.
He's all right, Pardew. I get right with him.
He's all right, but he loves himself.
Yeah. No comment.
Nodding won't help us on this, Kit. Fair enough. Anyway, so Chocolado, he chose Chocolado as his iTunes reviewer name.
Okay, so he's obviously a big fan of our show.
Proper love this. Keep making more, please. I mean, not ideal grammar, but I don't think that's the demographic we're going for, is it?
No.
The grammar kings and queens. Also this one, another one from OJ98, Better Than Cereal, top class podcast.
Oh, right, because Cereal's number one, yeah? Is that the one we're chasing? So, yeah. Sam, where are we?
In the seventh.
Seventh? In overall or comedy?
Comedy? Seventh in comedy?
Who's going from one to seven?
That's a joke. What kind of scummers are on? What's above us?
How can you go from one to seven within 2 weeks? Explain to me that.
Well, I asked Tottenham. They didn't.
Also,
that would have worked if they had.
You've got a podcast, haven't you, Rob, as well?
I've got my own podcast.
What happens if your podcast goes over our podcast?
Hang on. You've got your own one.
I do Absolute Radio, don't I? And I've got a podcast.
Where are you in the competition?
But my dad doesn't do that well because it's rock and roll football, so I do live updates of the scores.
No, yours don't do that well because me and Smithy ain't.
No, I like to think it's because I do live updates of the scores, and who wants to 2 weeks later listen to me getting excited about someone equalising when they know the real result is a loss?
No, exactly. Yeah. Let's stop talking about your one. Go on.
Yeah. Okay, Kit Simons, very excited. Defender. Originally.
Defender, heading
manager
kick
now. Defender.
Is he really defender?
Yeah.
How old are you now, Kit? You mind me asking?
44.
44. Yeah, I didn't play against you, obviously, did I?
No.
Well, you played for Portsmouth, Man City, Crystal Palace, Fulham. 36 caps for Wales.
He's been about.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that's it, the accent, the Welsh accent.
It's Basingstoke, I was brought up a little mining village in the Rhondda. Yeah. So.
all
my family from Cardiff, but I was born in Basingstoke. So.
Yeah, of course they are, mate. No, are they actually from Cardiff, though? Because there can be.
Everyone's from Cardiff, yeah, all my family, yeah. So. When I was being brought up, I was like, Cockney git to all my uncles, and then I got started playing for Wales as favourite nephew.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. That's all right.
You know,
then,
it works, yeah.
And you've been manager of Crystal Palace, Colchester, and Fulham.
Yeah, caretaker at Palace. Colchester, and then caretaker at Fulham for a little while, and then took over the big job.
You miss it? Do you want to get back involved?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, it was brilliant. I've got to say, I really enjoyed it. All three times I've done it at the different clubs.
Yeah,
it's been really good. So obviously, the pressure and stuff goes with it, but
it looks
it's
like
good
a lot of
gig
work.
It is.
Trying to sort manage, like, imagine, but, like, Jimmy, like, just trying to deal with him one-to-one's hard work. Imagine, like, a third of him running around a pitch.
I'd be the best
shorts.
Delegator ever. Like, I just think it's very easy being a manager.
Oh.
Just pick the team, and you can just blame the boys if they don't produce. That's what I'd do. Yeah, he's shit today. Come on, mate. There's no pressures. Fuck it. Don't worry about it. You win, you lose, you lose. That's what I'd be like. Nice and easy.
If anyone hears this, you're not going to get a job.
Why don't you be a manager? You win today, boys. I'll see you Wednesday. Because that's what Chris Coleman, your mate, used to say to me. If you win today, I'll see you Wednesday. And if you score, Jim, come in Friday.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, that's my first game. Yeah, he went a bit over the top.
All week off. Friday?
No, he went... Yeah, if you win today...
Chris Coleman said this
Chris
to you.
Chris Coleman signed me and he goes, yeah, you win today, off to Wednesday all years.
Yeah.
It was a Sunday game. And then he said, if you score, Jim, I'll see you Friday. So I notched. And then he said, all right, come in Thursday. True story.
Yeah. That's and, right, though, isn't it?
Yeah, he was quality. He bought me for quite a bit of dough off of Wigan. And the first time I met him, I just knew he is a good bloke. Do you know what I mean? More than that, he ain't just a man, he is a good bloke. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was still in player mode, if you want, I felt. A lot of the boys were around him, and he sort of...
It must be hard, though, isn't it, just making the transition? Do you find that
It
hard?
Was tough for him. I felt he felt that a little bit, because I was right at the start of his managing career, really.
And he was one of the boys
still.
Wasn't
he, as well?
Like, he's still 30s. A young boy, yeah. And he is a proper lad. He's one of us, really. So,
do you find that hard, making the transition from being one of the boys to the boss?
It was. I mean, initially, my first job at Palace, because I was a player, so I was sort of player caretaker manager. So one week I was sub against Wigan, it was. He might have played, actually. Beat Palace 5-0 at Wigan. That was Steve Kemble's manager at Palace. That was his last job. I was sub. He told me to warm up at 4-0. I was like, fuck that, I ain't doing that. And so I didn't go on anyway. We lost 5-0. Then on the Monday, Simon Jordan, who was the chairman, then come down and said, take over. So I was still a player. And I had to
so you was caretaker manager?
Player caretaker
manager, so did you get
manager,
like a big coat, keys, broom?
Exactly, and a big brush, yeah.
What was he like, Simon Jordan?
Yeah, he was an interesting character.
Chocolado as well?
Was Chocolado, definitely, yeah.
You imagine them two together, Parge. Was he under him?
No.
He's never been under him. Imagine them two. They'd be licking
Parrish
each other.
Now. He's a bit like Simon Jordan anyway as well, though. And he's a bit like slick hair and like...
That sounded a bit naughty, that, didn't it?
What's that?
They'd be licking each other. I meant like... Because they're both fancy themselves, yeah.
But then they'll be licking themselves.
That won't make the edit, it's fine.
Where do you enjoy playing the most, Kit? Just trying to do an interview now.
Switch different that to that. Yeah. This is like the most random thing I think I've ever done.
Which club?
Yeah.
I've got to say, I loved Portsmouth when I was starting out as a kid. That was brilliant. There's some real good laughs there and great times. And I love Fulham. Portsmouth or Fulham were probably... I mean, Palace, I didn't play that much. I picked up an injury early on. I loved the club. But yeah, Pompey and Fulham, I had brilliant times.
Best dressing room?
Where are the lads at?
Fulham. When I first signed for Fulham, Chris Coleman, we spoke about earlier, was the captain and that.
Everyone seems to like Fulham because you didn't have to come in for training. That seems to be the thing.
So good.
Well, he didn't come in for training much. He's like, well, he's always late. He used to be late all the time, Cookie. He was a nightmare. So Kevin Keegan was manager and we'd be warming up. He was training at Bank of England. We'd be jogging around. We'd see the big Jag, Cookie's car, pulling up, and we're like, oh, he's going to be in trouble here. So Cookie, we're all running around, all laughing, like, so Cookie would get changed, come like bowling over, Keegan, steam coming out of his ears. Before he could say anything, Cookie would come out with, gaffer, like, forest fire in the village, honestly. And he'd be like, what? And then Cookie would come and join us.
It sounds like Lassie would say.
Forest fire, you can check that out if it's alive.
Two days later, exactly the same scenario, Cookie comes bowling over, Keegan's proper tamping, tsunami. He's like, what?
In Wimbledon Village.
The whole of Bletchingley. Bletchingley's been swept away. I managed to save the wife and kids, but he's like, he's got away with it. He was like,
really?
Yeah.
So, were you at Fulham when they had That Michael Jackson statue, is that still there?
No, it's gone away now. Our fire took it away. But he came to a game when I was playing.
You meet him?
Yeah.
You meet Michael Jackson?
Well, yeah, it's brilliant. I was. We played the game. We won 2-0. I scored one. And
That's the reason he remembers the match.
I got a whack, so I was icing my leg, and all the boys went out for like a warm down on the pitch. And so I'm sitting in the changing room on my own, icing my leg. Al Fayed walks in with Michael Jackson. Oh, and I'm like, oh wow. So and Michael Jackson says, "Hey, great game." And I'm sort of like sitting there, like, that's Michael Jackson. I should have gone, yeah, not bad, or it was a thriller or something like that, but I didn't think it out. I just like, come on, I just nodded.
It deflected off the walls. So.
Then all the boys come in, I'm like, you never guess what, I just met Michael Jackson. And they're like, well, we've just ordered our picture taken with him on the pitch and the chairman and Al Fayed. So we've all got given this photograph on the Monday, the Tuesday, so it's a whole squad and Michael Jackson and Mohammed Al Fayed, apart from me. So they gave me one. So my little girls now growing up, and they love Michael Jackson. So I'm telling the story. I went and dug the photograph out, and they're like, "You didn't meet him, Dad. You're not in the picture." I'm like, "Yeah, but I was. I was in the changing room, and no, you're not in the picture. Not
I met
having
him personally."
It. So they don't believe me.
They don't believe
it. Nah, it's gutted. But yeah, I met Michael Jackson. Brilliant.
That's brilliant. What did he tell anything else to you apart from good game?
No, that was it. And then he did actually then. He walked back through after when we were getting showered up. And
I bet he did.
With Mohammed Al Fayed.
He was right, that. What stage was he at? What was he like?
He didn't look. He was just sort of changing colour a little bit, and he didn't look. He didn't look brilliant, to be honest. Yeah.
Did he have his nose?
He was going through that sort of stage. Yeah.
Sort of hanging his kid out of a balcony stage.
It was pre that.
Pre that. I think that's probably what did it. Walking through the showers that you got, so send anyone mad. You played with Niall Quinn as well.
Yeah.
The story's true that at Sunderland he once drank 25 pints of Guinness and was still standing and training the next day.
I obviously wasn't at Sunderland with him, but I would say yes. Me and Quinny used to drink in the Orange Tree in Altrincham, and he could sup a few, Quinny. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And not affect him, yeah. He was unbelievable. Like that. Hollow legs.
He was massive, though.
Yeah, he's big lump, wasn't he? Yeah, he's a unit.
Who was it? Before the recording, you were telling us about the psycho goalkeepers that you've worked with. How many of those stories can you tell?
Yeah, that's all. Most keepers are a little bit
touched.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
just
also
like
me. So
odd characters.
Like Marcus Hanneman was saying when I played at Fulham.
What was he like?
Yeah, bonkers. He like just all he talked about was his guns. He had like an armoury at home, and we always take the piss out of him. And
in the UK,
we were sure one day he'd come bowling in with an Uzi or something. It would all be
all in trouble. Talk about his guns.
Yeah, he's a great lad, top boy.
He's American.
Yeah.
Another gun.
Yeah. And he had just drive around this Porsche that he'd completely like gutted the interior. It was just like a shell, and he had like just a racing seat and a big harness, and he'd just drive it around. He like bonkers, mad, but good guy. But went on and had a decent career as well.
Did he bring any guns into training?
Thankfully, no. We would all have been diving for cover lights, so no, we didn't do that.
Yeah, he's a nutcase.
You managed at Fulham, didn't you? Until very recently,
I did.
Still smart. Annoying?
It sort of does a little bit because, I mean...
Unfairly, a lot of people think. A lot of online support.
What's that mean?
It's still smart.
If you're not happy,
it still hurts a bit annoying.
Spewing.
Yeah, it's like normally used if something like is from like an injury, it's still smart.
Oh, I like it.
Anyway, so Tom...
I like
it.
What the fuck's that got to do with the question?
I've got a bit
smart, you got to say.
He's still smart. Does it smart?
What is he on about? Sorry, carry on.
I mean, I'm not using massive words here.
Yeah, it's not massive. I just didn't know what it meant in
now,
that sort of text.
I'm in a dichotomy now, whether to use big ones or smaller
words. I'd never use that in that text.
Dichotomy. I'm in a dichotomy now about what language
word,
to use.
What is this?
You know what dichotomy means?
Ah, fucking sounds like something they'd say in hospital, but go on.
It does sound like a dichotomy. You've got to have a dichotomy, afraid. Oh, you are not putting a camera anywhere in me.
But you're fucking smart.
Just so smart.
Go in that text, exactly what you just done. Yeah. But go on, carry on.
Anyway, so a lot of people didn't think you thought you'd done lucky to lose your job there. Tom on Twitter said, "My 2-year-old just asked, why was Kit Simon sacked when Fulham couldn't find a replacement for 2 months?
That's a blag. A 2-year-old can't talk.
Well, I don't know about your two-year-old, but some two-year-olds.
Yeah, true.
Two-year-olds can say some things, but yeah, probably not. Definitely replacement. Not. It's probably not aware of the recruitment process going on around it.
My 22-year-old son said to me, no,
sure we've got more. Steve Warren said, haha, standard, defending is horrible to watch. Don't get it. Just shows Kit Simons wasn't actually doing too bad. So a lot of people, did you feel like you dropped off the job unfairly?
Well, I felt
a bit harsh.
The club was in a bit of a mess when I took over, and it's in a better place when I left. So, you know, making an improvement slowly.
And it's not Alf Iyed anymore. It's the guy from America, isn't it? He's the owner.
Shahid Khan now.
What's he like?
Yeah, he was good as gold.
He looks like an extrovert, mate. That barnet and moustache. Have you seen him?
He's a decent fella, a nice bloke. And all my dealings with him were very positive.
He looks like a baddie in a bomb film.
He does. Yeah, he does.
He was all right, was he?
He was okay. All my dealings with him, he was fine to actually deal with and that. Yeah. But yeah.
So. And you going to get back into management?
I'd like to. Yeah, I'd like to. If the right opportunity comes along. So
do you know Kevin Nolan, Jim? So he's the new Leighton Orient manager.
I didn't know that.
But would you go in as an assistant?
I would love to. Yeah.
Is an assistant manager the best job ever? Because you don't ever get the grief for it. You just got to turn up and give a bit of advice and just get to wear a tracksuit every day.
But if you like,
always comfy, innit, being a manager. Isn't it?
And sometimes, a lot of the time, when a manager goes, the assistant sometimes sneaks in there, didn't they?
Yeah.
Dodgy bastards.
What do you wear? Do you wear a suit on the sidelines?
Most of the time I
What
suit,
was your
yeah.
thought process? Because I always think of what I'd wear. Did you have a little think about it, or did you just...
No, I just started off wearing a suit and sort of stuck with that, really.
Did you not think about trying something different? Blazer and jeans?
No, I didn't go down that road. Got to say, tracksuit a couple of times, but mostly would wear.
I've always wondered as well. Your first, when your first meeting with the boys, you probably shit your pants. That'd be so nerve-wracking.
It's weird.
What did you say? What? Can you remember how it went? Really?
In my head, I'd do it like Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday.
Just play it.
Just play it, like screaming at them.
Yeah, but then you don't get the respect because the boys would go.
I think boys, like footballers, we get a lot of stick for maybe not being the brightest and things like that. But footballers are clever lads, you know what I mean? Streetwise, and if you try and put something on, they'll see through you straight away.
100%.
You know, it's
that's what
you've got to be yourself. There's no point going and giving it a big one if that's not you.
Yeah, I would have got it
because you get
big, battered.
Boys
and speech,
YouTube, just quickly, mate. Just this is my own personal question: what sort of manager were you, or are you? Do you like the boys to play, or do you like? Are you a long ball man?
I want them to play. I'm very much about that. I mean, in the end, like the end of my first season at Fulham, we were struggling. We had a squad that, you know, wasn't put together for the Championship. Yeah. So we had some players, but it was a bit too flaky for the Championship, really. So towards the end, the last few games, I had to play a lot more direct than I'd ever want to. But that was just to keep
the
club, to grind out results, keep the club in the Championship. And it worked. It was horrible. I hated doing it.
Yeah.
But I had to at the time. Yeah, otherwise, Feasby could have got relegated and that would have killed me.
Well, that's because that's the idea. You've got, this is how I want to do it and all that. But you think, these players are shit.
Let's
geezer and lob it up to him.
But unless you can get in all the players you want to do that, you're struggling.
Well,
you know,
if we do a gig, isn't it? It's like you have the idea of the kind of stuff you want to do. Like, I want to do this because I think this will work. Yeah. And you can get in front of a bunch of morons, you're like, I'll have to do anything.
It's confidence as well.
I did that. Scott Parker, is he still playing as well?
Scotty's still there. He's not
the RoboCop, and he just taped together.
Looks like a World War One pilot, doesn't he?
He keeps going. Yeah, he's had a few injuries, Scott. He come back. He was injured at the start of the season.
A World War One pilot.
He does. He looks like he belongs in like the 40s or something. Like he just looks like a time traveller or something who's like got stuck.
Going to Chelsea is a bad decision for him, wouldn't it? He shouldn't have gone to Chelsea. He sat on the bench, didn't he?
He's had a great career, hasn't he?
He's had a great career. The war's all done well.
I think he's had a great career, yeah, definitely.
He's done all right, hasn't he? You took over from Felix McGaff, didn't you?
Yes.
Is that how you say it, McGaff?
McGaff.
In Fulham manager, how closely did you work with him before he went then? Because he was there while he was there. Because he's got a lot of weird stories about putting cheese on a leg for injuries.
Cheese on knees, yeah. Better hang on knees.
Did it work? So. Did he get better? But I mean, he'd get better anyway. So you could always say it was because of the cheese.
I think he came off on a Saturday with concussion. So I don't know if that's anything to do with the cheese or not, but I think
he's a bit of a loser.
Bit of a strange one. I mean, I was taking the under 21s, so I didn't really. I mean, it was a funny time at the club. I had sort of nothing to do with him,
to be
honest.
Didn't see any of his methods then?
I'd look over sometimes from. I'd be taking the 21s training, you know, on a different pitch, and we'd look over and see them.
In a ballpark.
See them doing runs.
Tell me, you did tell me before, but it's off the mic. What? Training regime. Tell me what they had the boys doing the running.
Yeah, well, it was
it was sort of old school and very intense things like that. There was once we played, or the first team played a game on a Saturday, and I was taking training with the 21s on a Sunday morning, and you know, everyone's all the first team squad doing like a 10K run
on a Sunday,
on a Sunday
after
morning,
a game Saturday.
After a game on a Saturday, yeah. So that's I was ridiculous. Like, wow, you know. And this was like, you know, Scotty Parker, we're talking about, it was 34, yeah, played 90 minutes,
yeah,
on a Saturday, doing a 10K run on a Sunday.
It's all about recovery then, isn't it? I don't
understand. Exactly. So they had a game on the Wednesday as well, against Wolves, the Wednesday coming. So
they train Monday.
Train Monday, Tuesday, I think train Wednesday morning. played Wednesday night, you know, and then lost to Wolves.
Was you quite professional when you played? Did you go out and get drunk?
Yeah,
actually?
What sort of player was you?
Going to bed, no messing about, or was you?
I bet by looking at him, he was a player that knew when he could take a liberty. Let's put it like that.
What I would say, I was pleased I played when I played in the year I played in, because we had a great laugh. I had a brilliant time.
Yeah.
He definitely loved the bevy.
And it's, yeah, we had some good times out.
Like,
you know,
pre-season stuff. Did you go away on like pre-season, like?
Yeah, plenty of trips away. Manga. Things like that.
Well, let me tell you, pre-season tour, Cookie, a mate of his and signed me. He took us away to Germany, I think it was, and he said, boys, in bed by 11, make sure you're up by 11. So it was like, all right, but we can have a drink? Yeah, have a couple. Don't go silly bollocks. I was like, yeah, all right. Pull up bikes. We've got all the boys here, 25 of us, got the vodka out over in Germany. It's like mega strong, isn't it? We're doing shots. It's half 11, 12 o'clock. See the gaffer coming down here. You're like, oh, fucking, he's going to go mental. Move up, boys. I'll get involved with you. 4 o'clock in the morning job. Absolutely lagging, walking around the hotel out of our nut. Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. That was when Michael Brown had to take me to bed. And as he took me to bed, there's a bed that... bed either side of the room, you know, as it is, and the token chest of drawers in the middle. But because I was so lagging, he was holding my hands behind my back and he just dropped me and my head just went fuck off on the chest of drawers. Cut me right along the nose like that. And that evening, and I was so lagging, I forgot all about the evening. Do you remember Steve Keane?
Yeah.
He was the assistant. And I was so light. I was just a nightmare back then. And I was... I nicked the assistant Steve King's flip-flop. We're around the hotel. I chucked it in the canal and he's like... Remember, I've only been there five weeks.
One flip-flop.
I've just lobbed it in the canal. He went, go and get it, you cocky little bastard. Because he's like... Scottish fucking angry bastard he was. He went, go and get it, you cocky. I went, fuck off, fatty. You go and get it. Like that. To the assistant. Yeah, I'm lagging. He's like... And he's in the canal looking for it. I run over the fucking table, rugby tackle him, straight in the canal, and because he's quite big and all wet, he couldn't get out. And I give it the old hand up, come on, and I'm made out to pick him up, and all the boys are like, look, I'm thinking it's funny, but all the boys are looking over going, oh, fucking hell, Jim, what have you done? And I'm like, good though, isn't it? Bit of banter. And
well,
like,
he was taking the banter. Training the next day, run the bollocks off you probably, didn't he?
He murdered us next day. But I've got to say, he's a lovely bloke, because I was in the lift the next morning, hung over, you're like, oh, shit, what have I done last night? This is my luck, the timing. Lift door opens, who gets in? Steve Keane. I'm like, all right, Steve, how are you? He goes, good laugh last night, it's all right, it's funny. He was sweet.
Yeah, he's sweet.
But yeah, that was fucking heavy sesh, 4 o'clock in the morning. That's good.
What was you doing the next day?
Pre-season tour, that was.
All right. That team bonding, isn't it?
It was blinding, I loved it.
We've got the FIFA quiz, so you've got to guess your ratings on FIFA 2005 out of 100, and whoever comes closest wins a point. Jimmy was 25 years old at Wigan, and you were 33 at Crystal Palace. So what do you think your rating out of 100 was for ball control?
My rating out of 100, flipping hell, pretty low. If anyone has seen me play my ball control, I'll be about 40.
35?
There you go.
And Jimmy, you're 68.
Sorry, his ball control.
No, what yours is?
168.
Yeah.
That's what I was known for.
I would have put Jim a lot higher.
Really? I'd one of the best touches in the league, 100%.
Honestly?
Yeah, 100%. Well, that's
68, mate. But this is 2005.
Yeah, that's when I was unbelievable.
So we've established this whole, thing's flawed already. Like
Wigan? Yeah, isn't that
when do you think your peak was, Wigan?
I'm not fucking playing anymore.
I'll pick myself up, but I'll give myself 40.
You get angry about everyone.
Jimmy, when was your peak, do you reckon? What club?
Enough peak. 25. So this is unbelievable.
He's got a throw in five.
With sore feet. That ball would just caress.
I was a 33-year-old centre-half. I hit it and kicked it. That's all I did.
You didn't need to control it. Fuck off. Get out.
Yeah, if it's not on the pitch, the other team couldn't score.
Yeah, you're not.
Multi-ball killed me.
Multi-ball killed me.
At the end of it.
Multi-ball killed it.
That's when I retired.
What's multi-ball?
When he had all the balls around the pitch.
There used to just be one ball, but now they've got loads of balls of ball boys, so there's like five or six balls.
How does that affect things?
Because it gets back into...
If I kicked it in the stand, I'd get a breather. If it was Rose, yeah.
It fucks him up as well.
Get you to order a taxi and boot it in the back and then send it off.
We should call this the multi-ball boys. Multi-ball boys.
Right.
Well, Jimmy, you're going to get angry at this. We'll do it quickly. Tackling. What do you think tackling
was? Hell. 12.
Is this at the same stage? Like, on the same thing?
Yeah.
50? Oh, come on.
Know your strengths.
Yeah, 60. Well,
you were on 80, but Jimmy wins because you had 71.
That's a pretty good round, isn't it?
I never tackled.
You had better tackling than ball control at that stage.
That's fucking bullshit. Yeah. What game is this?
It's FIFA.
I'm fucking all bent anyway.
What about...
I don't think Sepp Blatter's in charge of your ball control stats.
If there's a pound note in it,
he would be. let me tell you. Ben, there's a two-bob note that night in Platini. Go on.
What about aggression?
Oh, fucking, I'm an animal.
90-odd.
I don't know anyone's head off after a bottle of Coke.
You weren't this lonely with Joe Jordan, was he? He's trying to bottle of Coke when he was there.
Yeah. He looked like the fucking Godfather sitting there. Fucking the light out of me.
Also dead in your bed.
Just waiting for him to light a cigar up. Go fuck up like that. But there, go on. What'd I get? I'm in 80.
So aggression, Kit, what do you think?
80.
80, ooh. Exactly.
There you go.
You were 79.
Oh. Hang on. So what was he?
80.
What, yeah. He's called it on the button.
Yeah.
Fucking lucky. Bro.
Come on.
What about Pierce?
Oh, he's fucked. He was about 22.
Can I just say, I've never pulled my hamstring running around a back boat, by the way. That's what
Nor did I when I was 25.
I could be pretty low on this, I've got to say.
What do you reckon?
I'd. 30. I'll go for 30.
30?
Yeah, what about you, Jimmy? I was deceptively slow.
I'm 75.
So 67.
Yeah, and what was he then?
45.
So I've won that one.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Shot accuracy.
Oh, unbelievable, Jeff. I was up there. I was like, well, what? Yeah, 78.
What would you be happy with? What's your, like,
just putting
acceptable
in a stanchion every time. That's what I'd be happy with.
Oh, that clip of you on Instagram of scoring that top corner shot against Wolves. That's a Graham thing you do.
Yeah, my God,
right. He gives it the big one sometimes. Like, oh, I could do that. But there's... You know the drill thing where they do like training ground things. Some bloke throws a ball over his shoulder, it bounces, and he belts it top corner. It's like... absolute screamer.
But I called it before that.
And he called it before. He's going to
go right in the Playboy mansion. Here we go. See you later.
And he runs away from it. And your hair, I think you must have blow dried it or something.
Look like your nan.
Like a nan had just built it top corner.
Straight in the old bungie. That's what I do. I still got it.
Yeah.
And that's it, basically.
So what's
your shot accuracy?
She's up there. Without giving it a big one. High 80s.
High 80s. What about you, Kit?
Well, I didn't have many shots, so I don't know, 50?
Oh, 20.
20?
20.
I reckon I've shots. I reckon I'm at least
15. Yeah.
What was I?
62.
What? You're kidding me. This is so shit.
So angry. No. Also, you said you guys didn't play against each other.
Did we play against each other? The only time
you came across each other was a game on the 1st of November 2003. Wigan 5, Crystal Palace 0.
That's what I was talking about. That's what I really? I got the manager's job on the Monday after that. I was subbed.
Did you?
4-0 down. 4-0 down, Kemba tells me to warm up.
Was that on Sky?
I think it was, yeah.
I remember the game.
And that's the one. It was really gloomy and, like, dull up there. It was, like, cloudy.
Well, every day up there.
Simon Jordan had his big sunglasses on for the whole time up in the stands.
Oh, right, yeah. I remember that game. It was definitely a Sky game. I think it was an early kickoff, if I remember rightly, 12
Did
o'clock.
Did you score?
And I was MOM.
Was
Nah.
Be fair, you were Wigan were flying.
Yeah, we was on fire. Yeah, we did have a wicked team. We had a young, I'll tell you what we had, young, hungry team. Yeah. That's what we had. And we had some good players as well. Like Nathan Ellerton was on fire back then. The Duke.
The Duke?
The Duke. Cool, he could score a goal.
Why was he called the Duke?
Yeah, there was a reason. The Duke.
No one remembers anyone.
The Duke of Wellington.
Yeah, so it's Ellington.
Oh, yeah. See what they've done there.
See what they've done.
Let's
commentary time! What?
Energy.
So, right, let's commentary game now.
Coming in, let's correct this.
Ian, right, you're up first. This is a scenario. Let's go live to Hull City's KC Stadium, where we're hearing an administrative mix-up has meant that the rugby league team have turned up to play Bristol City today. The game has apparently kicked off. What's happening, Ian Smith?
Oh, Jeff, it's an absolute administrative nightmare here. We've got a rugby team playing a football team. Neither of them are backing down. One of them's got a rugby ball. One of them's added bits to the post. The rugby team are scoring more goals just because they get awarded more points. It's an absolute nightmare. There's handballs happening all over the place. The ref don't know what to do. It's just fucked up. Back to you, Jeff.
Thanks for that, Ian.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Right, I'd love to see a commentator like that.
Jim, you need to. I reckon have a sip of Coke.
So
liven up. No, good. All you need is full energy, okay?
Go on, I've just got that.
Oh, you got that locker, have you? Just give it loads, yeah.
Go on, then.
Right. Let's go to Jimmy Bullard at Fratton Park, where we're hearing the groundsman has been secretly growing vegetables on the pitch, not knowing they had a game this week. And the referee inspected the pitch. He decided the surface was playable. Now we're 30 minutes in. What's happening, Jimmy?
Cool. I couldn't believe it, Rob. I've gone down there and there's fucking vegetable and cabbages all over the pitch. I've tried to play an easy ball and it's bobbling like fuck. What's the next bit of the story?
They're just... You're not playing, you're commentating.
I'm not playing, obviously, because I'm still commentating. Next bit.
There's vegetables everywhere.
Oh, there's vegetables everywhere. It's unbelievable. Onions, everything. Banana isn't a vegetable, but there seems to be a few in each corner. And that's it, really.
What's the score, Jimmy?
It's at Fratton Park, and the score is 0-0, because no one can control the fucking thing.
That's it. That was so shit.
That was good. Should we try a different one quickly?
Yeah,
okay, right. Let's go to Jimmy Bernard at Fratton Park, where we're here in the groundsman, a signal man growing fruit on the pitch, not knowing they had a game this week. After the referee inspected the pitch and decided the surface was playable, now we're 30 minutes in. Jimmy, what's happening?
Just the same as the last time, except cabbages and strawberries.
That's it,
basically.
0-0.
That's it, 0-0. God, dear. Well, Kit, who was the best?
Well, that's very easy.
Well, I think Smithy just nicks it.
Yes.
Tight call, though.
Yeah,
I'm
after Kamara's job.
Yeah, I think you'll get it.
No.
Right, so that's it. Thank you very much for coming.
Cheers, Kit. Love
pleasure.
That.
Thank you. Wicked. Good to see you, boys.
See
you,
really good guest. Thank you very much. Also, we've been trying to get some new guests on, haven't we? What's happening to Ray Parler? Have you been in contact with Ray Parler?
No. He just keeps blanking me.
Oh, well, we've been trying to get Ray Parler on the podcast the last few weeks. So can you give us a hand, all you listeners, and tweet, get on the hashtag Magic Sponge to at Real Romford Pele.
Yes.
So just tweet, get on the hashtag Magic Sponge to at Real Romford Pele.
Basically, we need Ray.
We need the Ray Parler on, don't we?
Yeah.
It'd be good. It'd be a legend.
Yep.
I've got an old Arsenal programme with him on the front. I'll get him to sign it.
Oh, that'd be good.
They're just putting a draw and never use it again. That's what happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Cheers,
bye.
Guys.
Bye.
The Magic Sponge is a Pixhu production for Dave, produced by Sam Pearson and Chris Reedy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry? What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What
is...
I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell, and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.